I now give the floor to His Excellency Jean-Francis Régis Zinsou, Chairman of the Delegation of Benin.
Excellencies, Mr. President of the United Nations General Assembly, Excellencies, Heads of State and Government, His Excellency, Secretary General of the United Nations, Heads of Delegations, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen, the President of the Republic of Benin, His Excellency Dr. Boni Yayi, has asked me to deliver on his behalf the following message to this August Assembly. First of all, Mr. President, I would like to congratulate you for your outstanding election to the presidency of the 69th session of the General Assembly, and through you, to pay tribute to your country, Uganda, for its leadership. I would also like to congratulate the outgoing President, His Excellency, Mr. John Ash, whose enthusiasm has enabled a consensus to be obtained on important files considered during the 68th session. Without a doubt, he has fulfilled his mandate with success, laying the groundwork for the post-2015 development program, in particular with the successful conclusion of the open-ended working group on the Sustainable Development Goals. My congratulations also go to the Secretary General, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, for his sustained efforts in order to strengthen the role of the United Nations as a vector for stability, peace, collective security, and the promotion of human dignity and sustainable development. I would like to express to him my firm support for the initiatives meant to ease tensions and settle conflict situations in order to pave the way to building a world which is more just, based on equality, justice, respect for human rights, solidarity among peoples, and to contain climate change. Mr. President, the theme of this session, which is delivering on and implementing a transformative post-2015 development agenda, is of prime importance for the least developed countries, for which Benin is president through September 2015. It clearly lays out the major work to be done and on which we should focus our energies throughout this 69th session in order to forge consensus around actions to be taken to make the future we want a reality. In this regard, the post-2015 development agenda must take into account the lessons and experiences acquired throughout the 15 years we've just gone through in the phase of implementation of the Millennium Development Goals. Efforts, therefore, must be pursued for the elimination of extreme poverty, the promotion of more equal and inclusive economic growth, the establishment of transparent and responsible institutions, which are able to stimulate the process of sustainable development and also professionalize youth and create decent jobs for the long term through the implementation of integrated social protection covering all forms of vulnerability. Once adopted, the implementation of the post-2015 development agenda should therefore step up all attention and energy so that no one will be left behind. As in its conclusions, the high-level panel of eminent persons, sent to the Secretary General in their recommendations on this program. The third conference on financing for development should be prepared with an open mind towards innovation. In this regard, it is important to find strategies and means to be implemented in order to accelerate structural transformations in these countries to reduce the gap which separates them from developed countries, specifically concerning access to the well-being of modern times and to meet the basic needs, which should now be seen as a fundamental right to be guaranteed to all human beings. Mr. President, it is important to bring an end to exclusion of any kind and at all levels, and to integrate into global economic growth all countries affected by marginalization by reestablishing the balance that has been disrupted among the three dimensions of sustainable development, which are economic efficiency, social stability, and environmental preservation. I would like to recall here the Istanbul Program of Action set as a major objective to reduce by half the number of LDCs by 2020 and to place at the highest level of its priorities to achieve productive capacity building in these countries. Concerned with mobilizing the international community in order to effectively implement this program, Benin, as the chair of the coordination group of the group of LDCs, took the initiative to organize the ministerial conference on new partnerships for productive capacity building in the LDCs, which was held in Cotonou from the 28th through the 31st of July 2014. In its resolution A/Res/68/224 of 20 December 2013, the United Nations General Assembly had expressed its expectations for the results of this ministerial conference. Today, I can report to this August Assembly on its results. The ministerial conference adopted the Cotonou Agenda for Productive Capacity Building in the LDCs. It recommended innovative approaches in this area through specific recommendations, both for the LDCs and for development partners. And it also asked for the 69th session of the General Assembly to include in its agenda the issue of productive capacity building in the LDCs. On behalf of the government and people of Benin, I would like to thank our partners, in particular Turkey, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, and Italy, for their contribution to the success of this conference, which will be historic for the LDCs, because it touches upon one of the most crucial aspects of their development and their integration in the global economy. I would also like to thank Belgium, co-chair of the group of friends of the LDCs and the European Union, who assisted in implementing this initiative. The Office of the High Representative for the Least Developed Countries, Landlocked Developing Countries, and Small Island Developing States, the Office for South-South Cooperation, specialized United Nations agencies, funds and programs, as well as civil society and the private sector, provided valuable technical support for the intellectual preparation of this ministerial conference. The Cotonou Agenda for Productive Capacity Building in the LDCs will certainly constitute a roadmap for the invigoration of the implementation of the Istanbul Program of Action. Mr. President, in 2015, we will objectively take stock of the major efforts undertaken and the results achieved in all areas targeted by the Millennium Development Goals. The most recent assessments of performance place Benin, my country, among the 20 countries which achieved the most progress in absolute terms in relation to the proportion of their populations which have been able to come out of poverty. Benin, my country, is distinguished by the establishment of free maternal and primary education, and also facilities at secondary education and superior education, allowing pupils and students who are disadvantaged to have access to education, and also to significantly increase the enrollment level, particularly among girls. In the area of health, the actions of my government enabled an improvement in managing and providing services, preventing the transmission of HIV from mother to child, nutrition, water supply, hygiene, and sanitation. Based on its health infrastructure network, which was established, the government was able to launch universal health insurance, which offers a platform of social protection to populations at an affordable cost. The provision by the state of the cesarean operation, as well as free health care to children under 5, also constituted life-saving measures for thousands of families in Benin. Also, efforts were undertaken by the government of Benin to mitigate poverty by providing substantial support to microcredit institutions. This had a significant impact on improving living conditions for many rural populations. The willingness of development partners to assist Benin in achieving its long-term development vision and in strengthening the progress made in the areas of policy and administrative governance, managing social justice, as well as economic governance, was strengthened by very encouraging results at the Round Table on Financing for Development in Benin, which was held in Paris from 17 to 19 June 2014, with financing commitments amounting to roughly $12 billion over a period of 5 years. Mr. President, facts each day demonstrate that peace, security, and good governance at the national and international levels, as well as the unfailing carrying out of functions by states, constitute the best guarantees of peace, security, and stability at the international level. In this regard, it is important to strengthen the effectiveness of the United Nations in the efforts undertaken to ensure better conflict prevention and to combat injustices and various forms of criminality rampant in the world. From this point of view, it is necessary for Africa in general, and particularly the Sahel region, to improve the mechanism for assistance by the United Nations in order to prevent other conflicts and to promote the stability which is necessary for development of the states in the region. It is clearly necessary to address the root causes of conflicts, which, at the global level, are used as pretexts for extremist and terrorist organizations. I would like to welcome the mobilization of the international community and the strength with which the United Nations is acting against these armed groups. Due to the effectiveness of the actions that have been taken, the main theaters of conflict in Africa are seeing an easing of tension. Benin will continue to make its modest contribution to UN peacekeeping operations in this regard. Coastal African states, specifically those on the Gulf of Guinea, are also dealing with piracy and armed robbery at sea, as well as transnational organized crime, which are creating considerable obstacles to their economic growth. Measures undertaken to address this have produced encouraging results, this is certain. But we need to further strengthen them through consistent vigilance and greater support by the international community to rapidly implement the measures that have been set up based on decisions coming out of the ministerial meeting in Cotonou on 18 and 19 March 2013 and the summit held in Yaoundé on the 24th and 25th of June 2013, referring to resolutions 2018 of 2011 and 2039 of 2012 of the United Nations Security Council. Moreover, the peacefulness of nations in West Africa was shaken, and this has been going on for months, by the appearance of the Ebola virus with its rapid spread that has already led to almost 3,000 deaths, which is about half of the persons infected. The scope of this phenomenon requires the deployment of coherent health measures throughout the countries in the region to stem it. From this rostrum, I would like to welcome the diligence shown by the Secretary General of the United Nations and by the World Health Organization to lead the international community to take justified measures to meet this challenge, taking emergency measures in order to contain this global threat beyond just the states affected. This crisis highlights the need to promote human security and, in particular, health security in order to increase the resilience of populations. Mr. President, the state of the world, without a doubt, has taken a turn which is a great concern to us. Humanity is at a crossroads, and it is more necessary than ever that the United Nations reaffirm its leadership in order to deal with these alarming trends. In this regard, it is important to find a negotiated solution to the situation in the Middle East, which has lasted far too long. The maintenance of the status quo is unjustifiable. It cannot last longer. The recognition of Palestine as a sovereign state, a fully-fledged member of the United Nations, and living in peace with its neighbor Israel. Such a recognition would certainly enable the creation of momentum, which would reduce tensions in the Middle East and would lead to favorable conditions for a just and lasting settlement of other conflicts and the complex problems present in this region. Benin deplores the escalation of violence in Ukraine and the radicalization of the parties to conflict, which are leading to increasing losses of human lives and damage that the civilian populations are dealing with. I would also like to urge the United Nations to work for a settlement of this conflict in the higher interests of international peace and security. Benin is also in favor of a peaceful settlement of conflicts existing in the area of non-proliferation of nuclear weapons and for the mobilization of the international community to hold and successfully complete the next NPT conference. And this time, the presidency will return to Africa. Benin also would like to guide the attention of this August Assembly to financing for the preparation of this review conference, which cannot lay only on the shoulders of the recognized presidents, because this country is one of the LDCs. Mr. President, the universality, indivisibility, and interdependence of all human rights constitute cardinal values for Benin. Benin is strongly attached to human dignity and to the sacred nature of human life. Through its national belief, it has acceded to the international instrument to abolish the death penalty. This is part of our national logic and allows us to join the countries in the avant-garde of the global campaign to abolish this form of punishment. And we welcome this commitment here. This campaign must be pursued in order to more broadly share the idea that the death penalty, far from serving justice, is the mark of the failure of justice. The increasing number each day of those countries which support a moratorium or have acceded to this, either in fact or by law, strengthens our hope for universal abolition of the death penalty. The government of Benin has organized, in collaboration with the African Commission for Human Rights, a regional conference on the abolition of the death penalty in Africa, in Cotonou, from 2 to 4 July 2014. And this conference called on African states to abolish the death penalty throughout the continent. My government remains attached to the strengthening of principles of democracy, the rule of law, and the implementation of effective development policies. It is for this reason that my government works each day to find the ways and means to strengthen in Benin, which requires the creation of jobs and opportunities for all. This noble goal can only be achieved through the effective combating of corruption. Mr. President, the world is currently going through tough times, and this requires at the global and national level a sacred union rallying around values of mutual respect, solidarity, interreligious dialogue, and above all, sustained dialogue between Islamic and Christian leaders in order to create a common space of friendship which is indispensable for the prosperity of peoples. Taking into account the high level of relevance of this problem for Africa, my government has decided to support an initiative of the Pan-African Social Prospects Center, whose headquarters is in Benin, to hold in Cotonou in March 2015 a symposium, an international symposium on Islamic Christian dialogue. This multidimensional project seeks to promote education of populations on peace and development in a framework of the harmonious cohabitation of religions. I would encourage all goodwill to adhere to these ideals and to support this initiative in Benin. Mr. President, to conclude, I would like to recall here the need to intensify negotiations to successfully conclude United Nations reform and particular reform of the Security Council. Benin strongly hopes that the advent in 2015 of the 70th anniversary of the United Nations will be marked by the adoption of important measures able to meet the challenges and opportunities of this nouvelle era. In order to make the composition of the Council more equitable and more representative, and that its working methods might be more inclusive, so that it can more effectively carry out its mandate. Moreover, all of our efforts must contribute to achieving our common ambition, which is to see the United Nations regain its full capacity of promoting inclusive, transparent, and more effective global governance in the framework of productive multilateralism in order to build a more balanced world, a more stable world, and one which is certainly advantageous to our peoples. It is on these conditions that the member states will all be able to take the virtuous path of sustainable development and shared prosperity, so that equality, peace, fraternity, and the effective solidarity of nations will lead to this better world that we all yearn for. It is with these words of hope that I would like to thank you.
I thank the chairman of the delegation of Benin for his statement.